Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I want to thank Penn State. I had 12 years there. It's very unusual in college football to get 12 years at a place. Most importantly, the relationships, the staff, the players. The players here at Virginia Tech are going to find out I'm a player's coach. That's what it's all about for me. That's what it always will be.
So that's James Franklin on his press conference yesterday down at Va Tech as he takes over the reins to that ACC program, which has really struggled since Frank Beamer was no longer part of it. They have really, and it's a hotbed for football down there. They love their football. They support their football, but they haven't had anything really to talk about or cheer about. And so now he takes over after getting a $9 million buyout. They reduced that significantly. So Austin and I were talking about, what do you think he makes down there? It's probably, what did you say, 5 years, $8 million a year.
Yeah, so we know that it's a five-year contract that's been reported for Franklin, and we know that the buyout was $49 million with Penn State. So what was written in the contract at Penn State with Franklin was that if he takes another job, the money for the buyout, which was $49 million at Penn State, would offset with Virginia Tech. So just naturally doing the math, it was reported that Penn State and Franklin settled on $9 million. That makes you think that the five-year deal would be for $40 million total, thus being for $8 a year.
And so that's certainly a good value, given the way coaching contracts have jacked up here in the last several. Kirk Cignetti goes from 5 years ago making $450,000 a year as a head coach, but not at a big conference. Now, all of a sudden, because people came calling, he's up to $11 million a year, $9 million, whatever it is. So James Franklin is in a good position, and I think he's a good hire for that university. I really do. I think he's the kind of guy who can bring in and I imagine they're going to put a whole bunch of money into their program after they bring him down there with the NIL situation and everything else. So people want to go there. And the ACC is the one conference that you can go into and I think make an immediate impact and turn them into something that they haven't been for several years. I think they're 2-9 this year. Is that their record? They're not very good.
They're not good.
So what? How soon can he get to where he needs to go? In this conference, I think the answer could be sooner rather than later.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a one-year thing, Bob. Like, obviously, some recruits are going to follow him to Virginia Tech that were originally going to go to Penn State. A lot of, like Matt Sigg, I saw from Fort Cherry, one of the best players, maybe the best player all time in the Whippeel, is going to take a visit to Virginia Tech because they're very close with Franklin. There's a quarterback, Troy Hoon from California, supposed to go to Penn State, four-star guy, is now going to visit Franklin at Virginia Tech. So there's a domino effect that Penn State's going to lose some transfers. There's six coaches or staff members that are leaving Penn State to go to Virginia Tech. So it's going to be somewhat fast for him, I think. But at the same time, how easy is it to go to a place like Virginia Tech and automatically win where they don't have the resources like some of the big SEC, Big Ten schools are? He's going to win there eventually. I think it's going to happen because the ACC is just so down. Like, there's no dominant program.
Yeah, Clemson and Florida State used to be those programs.
And Miami is a fraud half the time.
I don't think Miami's going to last here.
No.
And even get into this playoff.
Notre Dame won't join a conference.
Right, so I think the pathway is there for immediate success. What that looks like next year, I'm not sure. But I think in time, he can certainly have things his way there. And then the next question would be, is this someplace he'd want to just remain for as long as he could, like he had a 12-year run? Or would there be another job that intrigues him? And you know, if he has success down there, the people are going to start in 3 years from now say, hey, his name is being linked to wherever, name a school. Oregon, his name is being linked to. And what happens then is he has to make a choice, and they do too. And that choice normally means a big increase in pay.
Right, and I'm sure that Franklin would not have gone there unless there was a huge infusion of money that is being inserted into the program. So you wonder how that will grow and develop like it's gone with Cignetti in Indiana. Because that's the comparison for me, because Cignetti's in year two. He's in a program that is not a football blue blood. That's a basketball school. But he has made Indiana football so relevant on the national stage. Here comes all this money out of nowhere. Could that be the same case with Virginia Tech that has a good history?
I think they do. They're more of a football school than Indiana was.
Right, which could make Franklin stay.
Right, it could be. So he's going to have a nice opportunity down there, and I'm sure he's going to be better sooner than what normally down there in Virginia Tech people might think, given what they've used as head coach material the last several years.
Another takeaway that I have from just this entire cycle that I think is interesting, Bob, like, people immediately when Franklin was fired was like, oh, well, Penn State, and I was guilty of this as well, Penn State is definitely going to be able to grab a big name. I never thought like Marcus Freeman or Dan Lanning was possible, but you're starting to see even LSU being opened up. LSU in Florida and Arkansas is not a bad job. Virginia Tech, not a bad job.
No.
There's not a lot of coaches that are just very eager, and maybe because it is we're in the middle of the season, to jump and say, yeah, I'll jump ship. I'll go to this program.
What about Penn State now? You know, you got to act sooner rather than later here because of all the transfers and the NIL and everything that goes with this. The longer it takes them to get a decision, I think the worse it'll hurt them for at least next year. So what is their timeline? I know that you've talked to some guys from Penn State.
Yeah. It's
what is it? It should be now. They should figure this out sooner.
Well, I find it really fascinating because right when Franklin was originally fired, it was Cignetti, and then there was the Urban Meyer talk, and then there was the Eli Drinkwitz talk, and now it seems like it's a lot quieter, and a lot of people are trying to push for Terry Smith to even potentially be the head coach. I don't know if that's going to happen. I want to see Terry stick on in some role, maybe as the general manager. He needs to stay. The infusion that he has brought to the program.
But I think they need to go, and all due respect to Terry Smith, but they need to bring in somebody.
They do. Yeah, I fully agree.
Who's had a resume and get this done. And yes, he should be there forever if Terry wants to be there forever.
And somebody that can even bring over players. I think the Missouri coach might be the most logical name, or maybe Bob Chesney from James Madison. Hartline from Ohio State, I think, is just, I don't think he's ready. Would he bring some guys from Ohio State? I doubt it, but he can recruit. Yeah. He can really recruit. We see that with the wide receivers they bring in there at Ohio State. And first year, fully running the plays, he's done a nice job. So it's kind of wait and see, Bob. But Franklin gets a leg up. He gets a 2-week head start because Penn State's probably going to hire its next head coach, whoever it's going to be, the week after that final game that's played in 2 weeks against Rutgers.
2 weeks is a long time. You can get a lot of people to commit to you in 2 weeks.
No doubt.
We'll get back to the phone lines here in 1 second, but I want to also talk about Pitt because, you know, after that disappointment that you had with Notre Dame, Pitt, they can get to the ACC championship game, and this is what it's going to take. They have to win out, and then SMU and Virginia both have to lose a game. Virginia only has one game left, so SMU's a team you got to worry about. If SMU and Virginia win out, then those two teams are in, and Pitt wins out. If one of those two lose, Miami gets in if all three have to lose. That's why Miami is the best case, I think, for them is to have all three teams lose, but that's hard to do. And I think if they're going to get in, it has to be at large, but I don't see them moving up to where they have to go. So they may be left out.
No, so I did some research on this, and you can correct me if I'm wrong here, Bob. But the only way that the ACC would not get a team in is it's the five conference champions automatically get in. Now, that doesn't slot them in any particular spot. That could be, if they're so low, they could be like 10, 11, and 12 for like the bottom three conferences. So the only way that the ACC doesn't get in is if all the ACC teams that are right at the top, like Miami, Georgia Tech, all like lose, and James Madison in the rankings ultimately passes them, and James Madison wins its conference.
What about Tulane? They're up above them
wins its
in
conference.
Many ways, yeah.
So your five conference champions would be Ohio State, hypothetically, whoever comes out of the SEC, Texas Tech in the Big 12, Tulane in their conference, and then James Madison in their conference. But that's if the ACC doesn't have a team that wins its conference that's ranked higher.
It has to be ranked higher. That's
right.
The key to it.
And I just don't.
And the
problem
is,
happening.
How do you move up when everyone else maybe above you is winning as well? And you can move up step by step. For example, Pitt. Pitt's not even in the top 25 of the BCS or playoff college rankings. So for them to beat Georgia Tech, That's a team that's ranked 16th right now,
I think. Yes, that would get Pitt ranked again,
I think. It would get him ranked, but where?
24.
Okay.
Right back to where you started
then,
a couple weeks
ago. Then if you beat Miami, where will it get you?
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Probably 18, 19, because that's range, back-to-back ranked wins.
But that means that if you could be shut out of the ACC championship game.
You could.
And you would never have a chance as an at-large if you're ranked that way.
But if you win those two games, so then what? It would be hypothetically SMU against
Virginia.
If you beat Miami.
Virginia has one game left, I think, and they would be in it.
And Virginia's ranked too.
Right,
so
they're
I think 19. It's a long shot, because right now James Madison is not in the top 25. Should
right.
they be? I think so, right at 24, 25, right in that area that Tulane is in.
It's very complicated, and it comes down to what they do here in the next 2 weeks, and can they get back on that train? We'll talk to Jeff Hathorn coming up in the 1 o'clock hour and see what he has to say, because he's down doing basketball tonight, so he's on the move, and we'll get his take. Let's get back to the lines. I know Leslie has waited for quite some time. My apologies to you, Leslie. What's going on?
No worries, Bob. Thanks. How's it going?
Good. How are you? What's up?
Oh, I'm doing great. I guess I'm off topic now. I was calling about the Pirates. I feel like I've elected myself a liaison between Bob Nutting and the fans. And if I could just get his ear for, like, a lunch. I'm
are you willing to pay for that lunch?
I am. It's okay. On me.
So,
and I was hoping that you could possibly pass my information on to him. And I mean, if anyone can do it, you can do it. You could make this happen, and I could make something big happen for the fans.
All right, just take it a step further. What would you talk to him about then? Just say this would happen.
Oh, boy. I would be like, let's spend. Ask my husband. I can spend money. And
well, so can I. I've been good at spending his money.
Let's
I've been good at every year
let's,
I want to do it.
Do this.
He's not going to do
What's
it.
What's that?
Not to that level. I just don't think it's going to happen. But, Leslie, thank you. If you want to take Austin to lunch, he'd be more than willing to take you somewhere, or you can take him somewhere, right? You'd go.
I like lunch.
I would definitely take you out to lunch.
I think we as a show should go to lunch with Leslie.
Yeah,
and that'd be wonderful.
We'll see what her ideas
love
are.
That.
Thanks, Leslie. Appreciate your call. But that's not going to happen. So
no, I don't think there's going to be any one-on-one lunch with Leslie and the owner anytime soon.
But we'll see. This there have been some moves already. Not a lot of them, but there will be more. What are the Pirates going to do in this? I still shake my head. I hope they do something a lot bigger and surprise all of us, because it would give a jolt to the off season heading into the regular season. And I also would love to figure out how much money they would make if they actually had a playoff team. We saw what happened in 13, 14, 15 when people were wearing Pirate stuff everywhere. There's obviously money to be made there. There's money to be made in ticket sales. You can raise ticket prices even more than they already do. Make a lot of money there with concessions. I mean, to me, you'll make what you spend eventually. In the Ohtani case in Los Angeles, they've already brought back all the money they've spent on him.
Yeah.
And that's $700 million. I know he's a global reach and everything else, but, man, their winning is profitable
yeah.
if you do it right.
Yeah, that's a great point.
But you have to spend it to get there. You have to start And you may lose a little at the beginning, right? But so be it.
Ohtani might be a little bit of an outlier just because of the reach that he has globally right. with Japan and
but they knew that when they signed him to that kind of deal.
No doubt. And they immediately could pay for it right away. Like, all that deferred money to Ohtani, they could just, you know, shove it in the bank and say, here you go, no worries, like the Bobby Bonilla deal. So, yeah, you should be able to see some ROI. Get some return on that investment. More wins, more fans, more merchandise,
more
opportunity.
Yep. And not to mention the fact that people, you know, will then, they've had a hard time getting season ticket holders to renew. You can get that and a whole bunch of new clients as well. 412-928-9370 is the number. Steelers, we've been talking a little bit about that, waiting for today's practice, and we will find out if Aaron Rodgers practices or not. My bet is he won't practice today. He may practice tomorrow. If he doesn't practice today or tomorrow, then that tells you something, I think, because I think he has to get some of this practice time in before they go into a stadium and play a team like the Bears, because you don't want mistakes caused by that wrist or whatever. So I bet he does a little today. He'll do a lot more tomorrow.
And this is what Aaron had to say back and forth yesterday about the injury.
It feels better than it did Sunday, that's for sure. Second down play when it happened. And I was in a lot of pain. We were late in the play clock, called timeout, came over. I felt like I could go one more play and then went in, got it checked out.
Doing to try to get it better.
I think that's kind of the same question. Yeah. A lot of rehab. Was thankful to get today to work with Gabe and just focus on rehab for a day. I'm trying to get back on the field tomorrow and see what I can do.
Aaron, have you been able to find a brace?
We're working through that.
Would it be a pain tolerance thing for you?
No, it'd be a safety thing.
Yeah, safety is an issue. You don't want to make it worse. If you make it worse, and that's where coaching staff has to look at it and say, and the medical staff say, it's our best guess that if he goes in there, he could re-injure this and it could make it worse. And if that's the case, then you certainly have somebody in Mason Rudolph who can get there and play. So we will see how that goes. Back to the phone lines. We have one of our favorites, don't we?
Yeah, our guy Ryan in New Jersey to chime in.
Hey, Ryan, what's going on?
Hey, Bobby. What I wanted to call in about is about this discussion with, you know, the Pirates are in and they're going to spend. Though I don't know how you want to leak that you were, you know, 20% below what a guy signs for. I don't know how that's a show of strength, but whatever it is, what it is. I think what's going on, Nightingale last week did an article about baseball losing $1.8 billion last year. Did you see? I don't know if you guys
I saw it. Yeah.
Yeah. Nightingale is basically on speed dial for the Steinbrenners and Steve Cohen and wherever. That's his lane. So that is a message. Nobody colludes more on earth than a professional sports organization's ownership. So the NFL, they all collude. The NBA, you know, baseball might be the worst. They're all colluding. So there is a unified front for changing the labor market. We know this. And I think what's going on, this may benefit the Pirates. This is why this is important to Pittsburgh. So, you know, Cohen and the Dodgers and the, you know, the Yankees and whoever, the Cubs, whoever it is, are being told to temper their spending this offseason and bring it down a little, while the under market, and we know who's at the top of that list, is being told, hey, you got to help yourself and us out and bring your spending up so that the range is more in the middle. Because I don't know if they'll ever get, because the players' associations like the Mafia, they're not going to get past them. But I don't know if they'll ever get a cap and a floor. You have to have both. You can't have a floor and no cap. You can't have a cap and no floor. But what they really want, from what I've read, you know, being around bigger markets, is they really want a contract term limit. They don't want 11, 13-year deals. They want the cost certainty of, sure, we'll overpay a guy each year, but we want a 6-year deal or we want a 7-year deal. We don't want, you know, 13-year backloaded Juan Soto contract.
Right.
So, where Bob Nutting falls into this, and he's probably miserable. He's going to be miserable either way, unless everybody leaves him alone. I think, as I think they're being told, hey, put $50 million into your team, get yourself up in the hundred and some million range, because if we're some, they want, you know, if they can work it where everybody's in that 200 range and they can afford it, because they just signed it, they just got a new rights revenue deal yesterday was announced with ESPN and TBS or whoever. So that would be a jeopardy if they have a labor lockout. So, you know, they have plenty of money. Baseball is not football, you know, and it doesn't get the easy money the NBA does. But there is plenty of money. It's not about the gate. That's hockey. It doesn't matter if there's 10,000 people at PNC Park. they can pay it, they can get up there, and then, hey, when you win, people show up. So I just hope the Pirates benefit. I'm not a Pirate fan.
If that's what it would take, thank you for the call. If that's what it would take, then I'd be all for that. You know, if it's just get to the point, because you're right, you got to have both a floor and a cap. I know a lot of people say floor. Well, that's not going to do a whole lot more other than force that team to get to that floor, and they won't have to go any. If you're trying to win, you need both, I think, to make that happen. But listen, whatever it is, I just want to see them spend a little bit more on their roster. They need it. They have to do it. They have an opportunity to do it. Whether or not they do, my bet is they won't, but they should. And I'm not talking about just a $1 million deal here to Adam Frazier, $4 million to Tommy Pham. I want to get this guy for $3 million. Nah, none of that. It has to be more significant than that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.